The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave him dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why is this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief who kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has bought this so that I might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Last Saturday, March 29th, I had the opportunity to attend a Daughters of a King quiet day at St. Francis Episcopal Church in Green Valley. It was our daughters' spring assembly for our diocese. And the program for our quiet day was learning and reflecting on three Marys in the New Testament: Mary of Bethany, Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. But it was in the study of Mary of Bethany that really had me thinking and reflecting. Mary of Bethany appears in all four of our Gospels. But it is in John's gospel, which we read today, that we find a close relationship that Jesus had with his family in Bethany. Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, his sister Martha, and finally Mary. Out of all the siblings that Jesus loves, it seemed that Jesus was the closest to Mary, maybe because she seemed to be more in tune with Jesus. Our first encounter with Mary is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, when Jesus visits the three siblings' house in Bethany with his inner circle of disciples. Nothing like having, 15 people show up to your house for dinner, right? You probably remember this story. Martha is running around the kitchen trying to whip up some meal, and Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching. Mary is acting totally outside the norms of what a woman in the Jewish religion or culture would do that day. First, hospitality was very important in a Jewish family, when someone came to your house, you would make sure their hands and their feet were clean, the food was prepared and offered. It would have been the women of the house that would see to this hospitality. The second reason that Mary is countercultural is that women did not sit and listen to rabbis teach. It just wasn't done. But Jesus tells Martha, who complains that her sister is not helping her in the kitchen, that Mary has chosen the better part. For Jesus, it was much more important to listen to his teaching than making a meal. The second encounter with Mary at Bethany is during the story of the raising of Lazarus, her brother, in chapter 11 of John's Gospel. In this story, Jesus is sent a message that Lazarus is sick, but intentionally awaits to come to see the family after he was dead for 4 days. In the Jewish culture, the person's soul left the body on the third day. And so by the fourth day, not only was he smelling pretty bad, he was definitely dead. In this passage, it was Martha who ran to meet Jesus as he comes into town of Bethany. But after he talked to Martha, Jesus sent for Mary to come to him. In the passage, it says this: when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews that came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in his spirit and deeply moved. Jesus is moved by Mary and the others' tears. Jesus had always intended to raise Lazarus from the dead, but it did not keep Jesus from feeling their sorrow. In the last encounter with Jesus, we read in John's Gospel this morning, we see how Mary is in tune with Jesus. Jesus has come to Bethany on his last trip on the way to Jerusalem, for it is this trip where Jesus would die on the cross. Bethany was just about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, about a 40-minute walk, very close, actually. Jesus knew he was walking into his death. And he tried to tell his disciples of what awaited him, but they were not ready to listen and accept what Jesus was telling them. But Mary was. Mary was in tune with Jesus and anoints his feet with this very expensive perfume when he stops by their house. The scene of Mary anointing Jesus very close to his death on the cross appears in all 4 gospel readings. But it is only in John's gospel that Mary is named. In Mark and Matthew's gospel, Mary is referred to as a woman. In Luke's gospel, she is referred to as a woman in the city who was a sinner. It's possible that the woman in the other Gospels was not Mary of Bethany, but the stories are so similar that many theologians believe that it was Mary of Bethany in all of these Gospel stories. Why have I taken some time to show Mary of Bethany's connection to Jesus? Well, because it was important to Jesus. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says this of the woman that anointed him: "Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, whoever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." The other gospels may not have named Mary of Bethany, but Jesus wanted her to be remembered. Why? Because she got it. She understood what Jesus was where he was going and what he was going to be facing very shortly. Mary of Bethany was in tune with God. When we think about it in our relationship with God, isn't that what we wanted to be too? To be in tune with God? To be able to understand what God is telling us as we sit and listen to the scriptures? to know God cares about us when we are sad, but also when we are happy, to know that God hears us and loves us. Last Saturday at the Daughter's Quiet Day, after we looked at the scriptures of all the Gospels about Mary of Bethany, we had a time for some reflection. I guess that was good since it was a quiet day, right? We needed to have some time just to sit with the scriptures. And I'd like to share with you the reflection that I did on Mary of Bethany, not because it's profound or prophetic, but because it stirred something in my soul. I wrote this: Mary feels compelled to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him instead of helping her sister Martha. Maybe she needed Jesus' help more than providing hospitality, as was in the culture. How often when my life is out of control, I long to sit at Jesus' feet and just listen. Some gospel writers referred to Mary as a woman or even a sinner. But aren't we all sinners? Mary was drawn to Jesus possibly by what she felt in her life was lacking. If she was the sinner in Luke's gospel, scripture tells us in that story, Jesus forgives her, just like he forgives each and every one of us. Sometimes we just need to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. The story in John's gospel today is a story about devotion, and Mary is the perfect character to model this. Whenever Mary appears, she is at the feet of Jesus. Mary's posture of being at Jesus' feet is a symbol of wanting to be a devout disciple of Jesus. And in her devotion to Jesus, Jesus defends her actions and wants her to be remembered. Sometimes I think we forget today about the importance of showing our devotion to Jesus, to truly want to be his disciple. We can forget that Jesus came and died so that we could live with God eternally. What truly is more important in your life? Jesus himself said, "You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me." What we do to help our neighbor is a good thing, but on this side of heaven, we will always have the poor. In this passage from John, Jesus is invoking the question of devotion, our devotion to God. Are we truly in tune with God in our lives? My prayer for all of us in this Lent is we will understand the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf, that we would not live in our sin but repent and be free. When we concentrate on our relationship with God, then the other parts of our lives fall into place and they fall into perspective. Mary of Bethany was so in tune with Jesus that when he stopped at her house on the way to Jerusalem to his death, she was not concerned about serving him dinner, but anoints Jesus for burial, which will come very soon. Though it is important to serve others, to help the poor, the disenfranchised in our society, we must not do these things only and neglect our relationship with God. Mary chooses the better part, once again in our reading from John, and she is remembered for it. May we also choose the better part, like Mary, and draw closer to God each and every day, sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to him. Amen.